Now, the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Daryl Peel joining us once again, our Livestock Market Economist Deluxe. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
How may I help you?
Well, I was looking
at the Grasshopper. You obviously want the most mower for your money.
Sure.
It's got true zero-turn trims while it mows. You'll cut your mowing time in half.
Sounds great. I'll just...
Not half as great as the smooth ride and years of dependability. Easy handling.
Look, I'll take it.
But I'm not done yet.
Yes, you are.
Who's this?
His wife.
You don't work here?
We were on the way to the grocery store.
Strange.
Find the Grasshopper dealer closest to you at grasshoppermower.com.
It's the 7th annual Chris Black Cream of the Crop annual female and bull sale at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma on Saturday, June 14th, starting at high noon. It's the largest annual club calf producing female sale in the country, featuring nearly 500 club calf producing and commercial females. All are fall bred and AI service. Also, 35 herd bull prospects will sale. For more information, contact Collin Cattle Services, 800-975-6313, or go to their website, www.blackherfordranch.com. We've been talking over the last couple of days with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You may remember that we talked yesterday about the yearling market and the fact that we've got fairly tight supplies probably ahead of us on these yearlings, and that's probably one of the reasons that we've seen really very solid prices on the available supplies that have gone through the market over the last 6 to 8 weeks. Pretty good sized numbers at these auction barns, and these cattle have had some extra days on pasture, most certainly, as we're coming off with these yearlings heavier than we might normally have been doing. We're talking a lot more about 8 to 9 weights and even 9 to 1,000 weights going into the feedlots, trying to save, of course, on this high price grain. Back to the kind of the start of the pipeline, the cow calf operator today, Daryl. What do you see ahead for our calf prices, and what do our cow calf operators need to be thinking about?
Well, I think again, fundamentally, we've got relatively strong markets. They're not cyclically high, but they're also not dropping cyclically. I think we're going to see fairly strong prices. I think the key to the cow calf industry, and really just about everybody in agriculture right now, is to manage production costs. Input costs are hurting everybody in various ways. We've said for many years that production is easy and marketing is hard, and in many ways right now in most of agriculture, it's right the opposite. Marketing is fairly easy. Most of the stuff we have to sell sells pretty well, but production and managing production costs is the challenge. And so I think that's where, especially cow-calf producers, to maintain some level of profitability, you're going to do it by managing costs and by managing that side of things rather than the market will pretty well take care of itself if you've got calves to sell.
Daryl, let's shift gears, if we might, real quickly and talk a little bit about mandatory country of origin labeling that is coming. And you've had, of course, a lot of dealings with our friends in Mexico, south of the border. I know there's a lot of concern in that country about what mandatory cool could mean to supplies of Mexican cattle coming up into this country being fed.
Certainly, the cool regulations that we will be working with will make us keep those products separate. That's going to, first and foremost mean that there's going to be some additional record keeping and some additional management in order to maintain those product flows separately. That's going to add cost, and that presumably will be reflected in the demand for those products, or at least it's going to force some folks to specialize one way or the other, perhaps. We're not sure yet what the overall impact will be in terms of, does it fundamentally reduce demand for Mexican cattle or Canadian cattle in the U.S. market? I think it causes some structural changes. It changes the cost structure for some folks in the industry as they adjust to these things.
And Daryl Peel says lots of questions at this point, not too many answers as of yet. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The best 4-, 5-, and 6-year-old reining horses come to Oklahoma City June 23rd through the 28th for the 2008 NRHA Reining Derby, competing for cash and prizes of almost $500,000. The sport of reining showcases the athletic ability of the horse within the show arena. In fact, some people call it figure skating on horseback. There's a lot to see and do at this year's NRHA Reining Derby. For complete details of this year's event, go to our website, www.nrha.com, or call Debbie Drinko, 405-946-7400, extension 119. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.